Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Argument over dog leads to man threatening woman with screwdriver. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Three women were searching for a dog near a residence on Achita Road at around 11 p.m. on Saturday night. The owner of the dog, a 43-year-old woman, was in her vehicle outside the residence and was calling for the dog when she was approached by a 32-year-old man that came out from the residence. He started yelling profanities at the woman and pulled out a screwdriver, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. While yelling at the woman, the 32-year-old, identified as Blaze Lobes, hit the window and the roof of the car. Wasson said one of the women, 38, attempted to calm Lobes down. He threatened to hit her in the head with the screwdriver. One of the other women who had been in the car, 37, grabbed the 38-year-old woman away from Lobes, thinking that he had a knife. He again raised the weapon and threatened to stab the 37-year-old woman in the head as well. Wasson said a 58-year-old man from the residence came out and was able to defuse the situation and calm Lobes down. When Gillette police officers arrived, they found Lobes inside the residence and he was arrested. He was charged with felony aggravated assault. Wyoming legislators are exploring ways to fight back against woke financial policies, which are associated with the environment, social, and governance movement. The movement has become a primary driver of directing investment away from the fossil fuel industry, which has led to a large depletion of lending options for oil, gas, and coal companies, according to Cowboy State Daily News. Representative Chip Nyman out of Hewlett introduced House Bill 210, which would direct the state treasurer to make a list of financial institutions that are actively engaged in discrimination against energy companies and refuse to enter contracts with them. Members of the House Minerals, Business, and Economic Development are supportive of the general goal of the bill, as was much of the testimony it heard on Monday. But a number of questions came up over how the bill would work if it was passed. This is not a perfect solution by any stretch, but it's a framework, Nyman said. Cowboy State Daily said given their support of the spirit of the bill, the committee agreed to make it an interim topic in committee meetings later this year with the goal of producing a bill that would effectively address the problem. Nyman told Cowboy State Daily he appreciated that the committee was willing to take up the issue as an interim topic and believes a viable bill for the next legislative session will emerge. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.